T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Slacker and Steve.
You guys know now that T-Hack has influenced me, and now I am a Culver's stan.
Okay, good.
That's a big sigh of relief.
A what?
Culver's stan.
I don't... Mm-hmm. Do you know what that means?
When you achieve a certain level...
Stan?
It's a thing.
Instead of a fan, you're a stan. It's based off of Eminem's song, Stan. Are you familiar with it?
I know.
Time out. Okay. That's fine. If there's a pop culture reference that I don't get, I have a huge problem if Steve gets it and I don't.
I would too.
No, that's not what's happening here. So did you guys tell him ahead of time to just not get weird about that? How is it possible that he stan, knows something... So. About pop culture that
is in the dictionary.
Use it in a different, like, so I'm a Nike stan.
Origin. Sure. Use it in a sentence.
That's a...
It could be a verb, too. I stan Nike.
Yeah.
I swear on a stack of Bibles, whatever you want, I've never heard anyone say that before this moment. There's no way you have.
I haven't either.
Okay. You were so calm. It's like, yeah, oh no, you're a Culver stan. I was like, hold on. Why am I the only one drowning over here? Normally, I just let Steve be like, whoa.
How does it feel?
I got it right, though. You achieve a certain status or something.
Yeah. Do you know that Eminem song? Do you remember? I think it's with Dido. Is that how you say your name?
Yes. They did a song together.
I'm wondering why. The song is about a crazed fan who keeps writing letters to Eminem, and the guy's name is Stan, and he like gets progressively more crazy as the song goes on. So that's where it's from. You're like more than a fan.
Thank you,
Stan. Thank you, Dido. Yes.
I don't know why, but I have it in my
phone. Steve just continues to hold his phone up. This is why I can't handle what's happening. He's like, I have it on a playlist. Good for you, Steve. You can just say playlist. You don't have to hold up your phone.
Oh. Okay.
It's not. It's radio. So. No one can see. Okay. So now, from now on, I got to start working that into the cab. No. All right, so you're a Culver's stan.
Thank you. Yes.
And what does that mean for us?
I'm a fan of theirs. Okay. I go there a lot. I'm a frequent visitor. But I had an argument about them because I like going. I like getting a burger, fries, a drink, but a milkshake as well.
Nice.
But the person I was arguing with is like, why are you getting a drink and a milkshake? The milkshake is the drink.
Been through this before.
Yeah.
It's dessert. You can drink dessert.
Yes.
You are in a calorie-dense world, and you need help. Aaron, with all due respect, and I know nothing about it, but you're an effing diabetic.
Because I like saving the milkshake. So I get it, and I'll like have a couple like bites of it and then put it in the freezer, and then the next day have a couple bites and then put it in the freezer.
You're allowed to have as many liquid drinks like Pepsis or Cokes or waters, teas, whatever.
No.
And because they're liquids doesn't mean one can be your dessert.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You have to have it at the end. You can't have it both ways, Steve. You can't. Here's what I'm saying. It's like you go to Wendy's, because I still haven't been to Culver's. Will you guys just come pick me up and take me to Culver's?
We'll kidnap you.
What happens when I first start? What am I, a Tim? Like, what am I?
An Andy?
Let's rethink this.
I'm a Culver's Andy.
We'll drop you off at Wendy's.
So, like, you get a number one single or whatever.
Crinkle fries.
With fries and a Frosty.
Okay. Nah, it's a malt or a shake. Frosty's too thick. That's not a beverage. If I do this and pour it and nothing comes out, that's not a beverage.
That's a blizzard, and a Frosty would come out.
Frosty's too thick, too.
No, it's not.
Guys.
Guys! Here's what I'm thinking. The places you get a shake is like that damn... God, we went there one time.
Shake Shack.
No, there's only one of them. It's a diner off of Tower Road. Moonlight Diner.
Oh yes, they got great. They give you extra malt or shake.
Right.
Yeah.
They give you the thing in the thing, and then they give you the shaker next to it, and it's almost full again.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
And they're like, okay. What would you like? And I remember you're like, open face roast beef sandwich, ma'am. And Flo's like, no problem, sugar. And then, what would you like to drink? Would you like a Coke, a shake, a malt? And you're like, I'll take a malt. Oh, did you hear how she said a Coke, a shake, a malt? Right? She offered you what you wanted to drink, a Coke, a shake, a malt. Not a Coke and a shake.
She was
not
wrong.
A shake and a malt.
She was so sweet, but she was wrong.
No, she was. She's Flo at a diner.
I didn't want to embarrass her, so I just went ahead and ordered that way. Otherwise, but she's wrong.
So you would have gotten two things.
I would have gotten healthy waters. I would have gotten.
I was slamming. Do you remember they had Stella? I believe
they
on
did,
tap.
And I had Stella too.
Oh my God! Did I drink me a Stella in a glass? It was like had the condensation, like it's a commercial, and you're like,
it was perfect.
God, it was good.
Two dudes and a roast beef sandwich. Open face.
Is that a Dino song?
It's a country song. Yeah.
You need the actual liquid to wash it down, and then you eat the milkshake after the meal.
As your dessert,
as it's rookie.
I'm just saying.
Everyone knows that.
But if you, then all I'm saying is, then you can't have any, then you should order it at the end. You can't have it during your, if you're calling it dessert, it's like.
No, but what if I want to dip my fries in it?
No! Yeah,
that's good stuff. Crinkle fries. They have crinkle fries, too.
I'm just saying, no. It's like you go to Ocean Prime.
Yeah.
And I'll have a Manhattan with my steak. Mm. Oh, also, why don't you bring me out a piece of that flourless chocolate cake? Let me just start working through that right at the beginning of the meal, too. I might have some of that as an appetizer. You'll get to move crap around. Oh, I'm going to start with some pie. You don't do that. Things go in a certain order. Yeah. And if you're going to drink it, if you're having it during the meal, then it's not dessert. Like, have it as one or the other. But so that's your drink.
But it's not your beverage, though. It's not your drink.
Yeah, because
it is, though, because
if you go to Ocean Prime and you get to Manhattan, a lot of times they'll bring you a water, too. So you have multiple.
That's different because it's alcohol and you need some.
You have multiple drinks.
Someone either needs a drink or a nap. I'm not sure.
I can use both. Can I have a malt first?
Well played.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.